preserving Buffalo's memories. WBBScatAnnouncer.com. Steve Cishon.
It's at least a minus 70 degrees outside. Minus 70 when you consider the wind chill factor. Now, the forecast. Blizzard warning continue tonight. Westerly winds 20 to 45. Higher gusts. Near zero visibility. Winds diminishing 15 to 30 tomorrow. Bitterly cold. Occasional snow flurries tonight. 1 to 3 inches overnight. Low 5 to 10. Below zero. Continued cold and windy and occasional snow flurries likely Saturday. Saturday night and Sunday. Low Saturday night about zero. The high Saturday near 5. High Sunday 10 to 15. And again, our temperature stands at minus 1. And it's 5:30 at 93 WBEN. And here's Lou Douglas and the latest headlines.
Buffalo Mayor McCoskey told WBEN News minutes ago that he has requested and the governor has asked the President of the United States to declare Buffalo a disaster area. Erie County would also benefit from such an order if it is issued by President Carter. Buffalo is in the midst of one of its worst winters in history and is now in the grip of blizzard-like conditions which have paralyzed much of the Niagara frontier. The New York State Thruway is now closed from Amsterdam, 30 miles east of Albany, to the Pennsylvania state line. Also closed is the entire Niagara section of the Thruway. Hundreds of motorists have been forced to abandon their automobiles throughout the area and seek emergency shelter. All roadways in Niagara County have been declared in a state of emergency. The chief county law enforcement officer, James Ferry, said that vehicles will be in violation of state law. Only emergency vehicles will be permitted until the lifting of the emergency sometime in the next 36 hours. 22 persons are missing following a flash fire which swept an old hotel on the Minnesota-North Dakota border this morning. The blaze was fed by 45-mile-an-hour winds with a temperature at 25 degrees below zero. A major blizzard is raging across the lower Great Lakes with winds of up to 75 miles an hour blowing snow and reducing visibility to near zero. Emergencies have been declared in several southwestern lower Michigan counties. Frigid air is continuing to rush into Ohio. The combined effect of the Arctic temperatures and the strong winds produced wind chill factors between 40 and 60 degrees below zero across the region. The index dropped to 70 below across the upper Mississippi Valley and the northern plains. Schools and businesses have been urged to close, and in Chicago alone, 500,000 children stayed home from school. Freddie Prinz was on the operating table for 2 hours today after shooting himself in the head. A spokesman at UCLA Medical Center said the hospital's switchboard was jammed with phone calls from well-wishers shortly after the comedian's condition was announced and that cards and flowers are pouring into that hospital. And repeating, Buffalo Mayor Stanley Mikowski told WBEN News that Governor Hugh Carey is requesting President Carter to declare Buffalo and Erie County a major disaster area. The mayor said that such a disaster declaration would provide federal funds for the area for a snow cleanup. Those are top stories. We'll have further details. This is Lou Douglas.
All right, we're moving right along as best we can. Let me start passing some of these things along to you so that we can kind of catch up. All right, we have a blood mobile on a blood run to Mercy Hospital, disabled at South Park Avenue and Hamburg Street. Now we are taking these things as they come and as they show some priority. Although the University of Buffalo Law School is closed, the Marine Bar Review course will be held on schedule at 6 p.m. at the law school. You've got to be kidding me. Well, I guess that's what they're going to do. All right, Skajakwita District Scout Dinner Dance at the Townhouse Restaurant scheduled for tomorrow night is canceled until further notice. The William Hengler Company offering sanctuary for downtown stranded persons who need shelter and food. We had that a little while ago. They expect to be open all night, and they will be closed Saturday and Sunday, but hopefully they will reopen Monday at the regular time. Hinwood Restaurant, open for stranded motorists. Have some coffee. That's at Elmwood and Hinman. Both Pit Petrie stores, 378 Delaware and Main near Harlem, will be closed on Saturday. If you're stranded on Grand Island, we have a number of private homes that have opened their doors to extend a welcome to you. 1121 Baseline between Love Road and Gerald. There's food, lodging, and sleeping accommodations. And just drop in. Private home to stranded individuals at 125 Richmond Avenue near Summer, upstairs. Employees, corporate headquarters, Twin Fair, will remain at the office until it's not so bad, so don't worry. Graphic Controls has several hundred employees safe and sound in their building, so don't worry about them. F&N Burt Company, Walden Avenue, Cheektowaga, reports most employees staying overnight. They're all okay. All Gen stores will not be open tomorrow. William Grange encourages its employees who've attempted to get home to come back to the company if you can. Seneca Bailey residents who become stranded, oh, they will provide shelter there. Okay? Dunlop Tire and Rubber Company, Sheridan and River Road, town of Tonawanda, New York, recommending all employees stay in the plant until the weather begins to improve. Provisions have been made for food and shelter. Chevrolet Tonawanda Forge plant has canceled second and third shift operations for tonight. Maintenance employees should continue to report for work as scheduled for weekend overtime. Regular operations will resume next week with the light-up crew Sunday night. PG Steel Products, Cheektowaga, closed and will resume normal operations on Monday. All offices, Western New York Savings Bank, closed on Saturday, opening Monday morning. Abel's Bagels canceling second and third shifts today. All shifts canceled Saturday. Production will resume Sunday, weather permitting. Supervisors will advise. Let's see. BC Automotive closed till Monday. Schumann Plastics, all shifts canceled until Monday. Spalding Fiber, Tonawanda, second and third shifts. All work canceled until Sunday midnight. Erie County Savings Banks closed today and tomorrow. Trico Products, all three plants, Buffalo areas, closed. Normal operations expected to begin in the evening of the third shift, Sunday at midnight, unless otherwise.
You've been listening to Steve Cishan.
Memories from staffannouncer.com.
This has been your announcer, Ed Little.
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com and Steve Cishan.